Welcome back to Fictional Men Written by Women, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host and the CEO and co-founder of Dipsy, Faye Keegan. If you've been following along, you know that last week we listened to Jack's Campfire, a sleepover episode in the Hometown series. We haven't talked about it much yet on the podcast, but we actually have a lot of sleepover content, like last week's episode on the Dipsy app, and other sleep stuff like ocean waves and gentle rain and autumn thunderstorms to help you drift off at the end of the day. This week, we're doing something very different and leaving the soothing, delightfully sleepy land next to Jack's campfire and entering a much spicier, sexier place. This week, we are moving on from Jack of Hometown, and we're meeting Quentin from the Dipsy series Truth or Dare. Quentin is as close as we get on the Dipsy app to a James Bond kind of character. He truly is a man of mystery. Where Hometown explored the connection that comes from a new spark with kind of an old friend or an old flame, this series explores a totally different kind of spark. Where Jack is the sweet guy next door with a bit of a secret wild side, Quentin is just the wild side. In the first few minutes of this episode, which is the first episode in the Truth or Dare series, we set up the terms and the stakes of Nadia and Quentin's relationship. Nadia and Quentin don't text between the time they meet up. They don't talk. They don't chat. They don't have mutual friends. They don't hang out with each other. They are the peak of a no-strings-attached hookup. At Dipsy, we create spicy audiobooks that cover a wide range of relationships, from the Nadia and Quentin no strings attached you're about to hear, to the Jack and Gia friends getting to know each other, to committed relationships who are opening, monogamous, polyamorous, like you name it, we have series in that category. And people always ask me what people listen to what series. They want to know if coupled people listen to couple series, if single people listen to single series, and the answer might surprise you. People who are married don't only listen to Dipsy series about people that are married. People who are single do not only listen to Dipsy series about people that are single. People listen to Dipsy not only to hear relatable stories that sound like their real life and sort of augment and enhance their experience. They also listen to series on Dipsy to experience things that they're not currently getting in their own life. So there's really no relationship between people's status in their real life and the kind of stories they like on Dipsy at all. I think there's actually something really fascinating and really appealing and really enticing about the Nadia and Quentin dynamic, a no strings attached hookup kind of arrangement, especially for people who are in committed, married, maybe live-in relationships. At Dipsy, we're constantly juggling this balance between telling stories and creating spicy audiobooks that feel like relatable, like real life sex that you currently could be having, that feels like, oh my God, that could be me. I could be the woman in that story. And creating things that are escape from that reality, things that bring you to a place and that you do things you wouldn't necessarily otherwise do. And we hear both things from our listeners, like, oh my God, it's so relatable. I feel like that could be me. I'm also from that city. Oh my God, reminds me of my college boyfriend. But also people saying like, oh my God, this is so much better than reality. Why don't real men exist like this? As a reminder, this is just episode one of Truth or Dare, which is just one of many series available right now on Dipsy. Please use code FICTIONALMEN to get 30 days free and explore the rest of the library. We are going to drop a few episodes of Truth or Dare here on this podcast, Fictional Men Written by Women. But if you want to hear the rest right now and more experiences with Quentin, like sleepovers and pillow talks, they're all available right now on the Dipsy app. You can use code FICTIONALMEN at dipsystories.com to get 30 days free. That's dipsystories.com/fictionalmen to start your 30 days free. And here it is, episode one of Truth or Dare.
I tugged on my necklace's gold charm, dragging it back and forth across the chain as I waited for his call. Only a few more minutes. He was punctual to an extreme. Same day, same time each week. 7 o'clock, Friday night. I knew his name and that he was a fellow Brit in New York, but I didn't want to know more. It's always the details that take the mystery away. They use a funny voice when they talk to a dog, or their apartment feels like a dorm room. The time I spent with Quentin existed inside a bubble. No texting in between, or pretending to like his roommates. No time worrying if my friends would like him. We both got off on the adrenaline of the secret, so we worked out an agreement. Each week, he'd call me with a plan for our next meeting. But his ideas always felt more like dares than proposals.
Did you get my gift?
I did.
And did you like it?
I'm wearing it right now. It's pretty short. It barely covers my arse. I turned in the mirror and stretched onto my tiptoes, the skirt skimming the very tops of my thighs. My curtains rustled and I twisted around. I was almost disappointed that his grey eyes weren't staring back at me from the window.
You're quiet, and we haven't even got there yet. Is it too much?
Is this supposed to be a clue? Are we meeting in a lecture hall after hours?
Not quite. The library on 54.
Very fancy. And very public.
Well, if it's too...
No, that's great. I'm the one who's been wanting to push it.
True.
Just tell me where I should meet you. His directions were precise. Main reading room. Sit in the back corner. The last table on the left. I'll find you there. I stared at the book open in front of me, trying to focus on one sentence at a time, but my eyes kept flicking around the room. I pictured him watching me from between the mahogany shelves and shivered. I tilted my head back, staring at the ceiling instead. It was like looking up into the heavens, a painted expanse of clouds and Renaissance figures, dust particles floating in the light, streaming through the windows. A hand slid down my back and my muscles tensed.
I found you.
My body relaxed, and a vibrating excitement filled the space, resonating in my chest and spreading out through my fingertips.
I was watching you.
I thought you might have been.
How could you tell?
Just a feeling. He pulled a book out of his bag and opened it on the table, his fingers pressing against the thin pages. His other hand slid to my leg, brushing the skin right above my thigh. Back and forth, again and again. But barely touching. I looked around the room, but everyone had their head down in a book or locked into their laptop screen. Do you think anyone will notice us?
Do you want someone to?
You didn't answer my question.
I think we'll be safe if you stay quiet.
He traced the very tip of his index finger up my thigh, and my skin prickled. The air in my chest felt like an overinflated balloon, close to popping. He dragged his fingertips underneath my skirt until he reached the crease where my thigh met my hip. He pushed against the pillowy skin there until it almost hurt. Then he turned away from his book and leaned close to my cheek, his breath warm against my ear.
I should have figured you wouldn't wear any underwear. You're such a little slut, giving this pussy up for a total stranger. I'm gonna make you come sing right here. While this whole room of people is around us.
He traced the skin next to my lips, and I had to fight to keep my legs spread. The sensation was almost too much.
You love putting on a little show. Feeling like someone might see you. Like someone might like watching you come right here. Don't you?
I nodded my head and he pressed his knuckles down on my clit. I squeezed my mouth tight together, trying to trap the sound.
By the time I'm done with you, the chair's gonna be wet. But you'll just walk away like nothing ever happened. Like you're not a little whore who likes to be fucked in public.
His words were like a match thrown into dry brush. Each part of my body lit up with fire. I glanced around the room as if someone might notice the heat building below my belly, like my body might actually emit heat.
Don't move.
I pushed my thighs together, trapping his hand between my legs. My heartbeat felt like it had settled below my belly, and with each passing second it pounded louder. I knew he could feel me pulsing. I turned the pages of my book to perform Innocence.
Come with me.
He grabbed my hand and led me towards the stacks. He kept his cool, walking slow, but I sensed the urgency the way his fingers dug into my palm. The quiet static of the main room dimmed as we worked our way through the maze of shelves. No typing or quiet whispers. I pressed my back against the shelf and braced my hands against the wood. He pressed his lips against my neck, his stubble prickled against my skin. I squeezed my eyes tight as I tried to control my breath.
I'm not gonna make you wait, but I wanna hear the words. I wanna watch your pretty little mouth as you say it.
I'm desperate. Please, I wanna feel you inside me.
Good.
He grabbed me roughly, squeezing the skin between my thigh and my pussy. I liked the pain. I wanted him to consume me completely. I wanted to disappear into the feeling of it. He pushed two fingers inside of me and pressed his weight against me.
How's this? I think you can take more.
I wrapped my leg around his waist and pressed my hips forward as he thrusted deep. Each time he pushed inside, his palm rubbed against my clit.
You're gonna get us caught.
Then shut me up. He flattened his palm against my mouth and squeezed my jaw. I heard the faraway footsteps, but felt invincible. He sensed it too, pushing harder and faster until I couldn't tell the difference between the push and pull. Against the shelves, grinding my palms into the wood, trying to keep myself together. But the feeling was stronger than my resistance. I felt heat seeping into all the cracks, warming every part of me. Forehead against his shoulder for a moment, taking a second to catch my breath. Then I straightened up and smoothed down my hair. We should meet up again here sometime. I liked that.
Me too.
Well, I should probably.
Alright.
As I turned to walk away, he reached for my hand, slipping a folded piece of paper between my fingers.
Don't open it until you get home.